Hi, I'm Alisa Morgan, and I have the joy of sharing today's devotional reading from our Daily Bread with you. I titled it, Rest Well. The clock blinked 1:55 a.m. Burdened by a late-night text conversation, sleep wasn't coming. I unwound the mummy-like clutch of my tangled sheets and padded quietly to the couch. I Googled what to do to fall asleep, but instead found what not to do. Don't take a nap or drink caffeine or work out late in the day. Check. Reading further on my tablet, I was advised not to use screen time late either. Oops. Texting hadn't been a good idea. When it comes to resting well, there are lists of what not to do. In the Old Testament, God handed down rules regarding what not to do on the Sabbath in order to embrace rest. In the New Testament, Jesus offered a new way. Rather than stressing regulations, Jesus called the disciples into relationship. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. In the preceding verse, Jesus pointed to his own ongoing relationship of oneness with his Father, the one he's revealed to us. The provision of ongoing help Jesus enjoyed from the Father is one we can experience as well. While we're wise to avoid certain pastimes that can interrupt our sleep, resting well in Christ has more to do with relationship than regulation. I clicked my reader off and laid my burdened heart down on the pillow of Jesus' invitation. Come to me. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 to 30. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for the rest you call us to in an ongoing relationship in you. May we live and learn and walk in that relationship of rest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.